104.7 WAYZ. On Saturday, we've got Bubba's Country Music Fest. We're really excited about it. Hopefully, you're going to be joining us. I have the honor of talking to Charlie Daniels. He'll be performing on Saturday, and we're really excited to have him with us. Hey, what's going on, Charlie?
Hi, Chris. I'm good. Thank you very much. Are you doing good?
I'm doing great. Thank you. We're really excited to have you come hang out with us in the Tri-State area for Bubba's Country Music Festival happening Saturday, September 10th.
I love that title, by the way.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah. Bubba's makes me feel right at home before I even get there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your new album that just came out August 26th, Night Hawk. How did this album come together?
Night Hawk is an album that has been in the making for a long time because I wanted to do an album of cowboys, working cowboy songs, as opposed to in the movie kind of cowboy, the glowing dark guy that shoots guns out of people's hands.
Right.
There's a whole nother culture, of cowboy culture, that goes on out in the West on the big ranches out there, and they still have cowboys that make a living handling cows. And I wanted to do an album of their songs. And so I kept holding songs over the years for several years until I finally got enough to do an album with. And this is the culmination of that situation.
You said over the years. How long did it actually take you to make this album?
It didn't take long to make it. The actual recording of it was pretty simple. We did it in a few days. But it was gathering the songs that would fit the tintype that I was trying to accomplish. I wanted songs that talked about the loneliness and of the, you know, the guys that go out and stay for months out in the middle of nowhere and,
right,
and their way of life. I've done that back when I was younger. I used to go out to Brandon's and all with the guys out west or the cowboys out west, and it's a whole other kind of life, and I wanted to talk about their kind of life. So it took quite a few years, probably, gosh, I guess 10, 12 years not working on it steady, but to find, hear a song that I felt like worked, put it aside and keep it until I had time to record it. So it was quite a long process.
Well, we're really excited that you came out with new music and that we're able to enjoy it. Now, you have something happening, and you have quite a group of guys that are joining you for this. Your 80th birthday volunteer jam happening November 30th. Just added was Luke Bryan.
Yeah, we got Luke coming, and Larry the Cable Guy, Travis Tritt, Kid Rock, Chris Stapleton, and there's some other pretty exciting people that we can't announce. Sometimes if somebody has a commitment
right
in the area, they can't announce until later on. We've got some more really exciting news coming along here in a month or so.
Well, that's really exciting, and who would have ever guessed that you're 80. You wear it so well.
Well, thank you very much. I haven't had much practice at it yet, but I'm getting there.
We're really excited to have you come join us at Bubba's Country Music Festival. As I said earlier, this is the second annual that this concert has been taking place. And the fact that you're going to be joining us, when we heard that you were going to be a part of the lineup, every single one of us in this building just got super excited. I've never had the pleasure of watching you perform live.
Well, that's kind of our stock in trade, basically, is our live performances. I enjoy all of it. I enjoy the recording and the writing and all those things. But the reason I'm in this business is because I love to walk on stage and entertain people. So you'll see Stevie B at his best on stage live.
Yay. Well, we're excited. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us. And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless. Bye-bye.